As prices soar, many Americans are looking for ways to cut back on expenses, and entertainment subscriptions are on the chopping block. A $15 monthly fee doesn't seem like too much on its own, but when you combine it with the five other subscriptions you may have, well, the numbers can quickly add up. And if you're worried about canceling your subscriptions, we'll leave you out of the loop. Our next guest is here to help provide some cheap and free alternatives. Heather Kelly is a technology reporter for The Washington Post. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hello.
Well, the big trend right now, of course, is in streaming content. But that means you have to subscribe to multiple platforms to watch all the great shows everybody's talking about. So give us some cheaper alternatives.
So there's two approaches here, I feel like. One is to only have one streaming service at a time. You have your Netflix month, you have your HBO Max month. And then beyond that, there's a ton of free options. The Peacock app has an ad-supported model. I don't know if people remember ads. That's how we used to watch TV. Still out there.
In the old days, yeah.
Back in my day. And then there's a bunch of smaller services that you've probably never heard of. There's Pluto, Tubi, Crackle, Vudu. I'm just making up noises, but they're all channels. The problem is they don't have the biggest shows that you might be looking for.
Let me ask you about passwords, because some companies like Netflix are starting to crack down on sharing passwords and accounts. Is that getting harder to do? And I'm just asking for a friend.
None of this is legal advice. I will say that each company, if you really get into the fine print, if you're bored, if you know a lawyer, they define who you can share it with as a household. And a household can sometimes mean people you live with. And some companies, it's just people you're related to. And actually Netflix is just giving a pop-up warning like, hey, it looks like you're not the main account owner. As far as I know, they're not taking any action yet and just leaving that information out there.
Believe it or not, your local library is a really great resource. Give us a sense of what a library card can give you access to these days.
It's amazing. People still think of libraries as like you go there and they have the physical books, but libraries have come so far, and the pandemic actually pushed a lot of local libraries into digital content. So as soon as you have your library card, some libraries will give you a PIN number, and then there's the number on the card, and you can go to their site and you can log into movie sites. You can get audiobooks. You can get ebooks. My favorite app is Libby, and it's just free ebooks and audiobooks that you can listen to or put on your Kindle. There's also Canopy and Hoopla, and those have a mix of books and videos.
Great idea. And of course, there's music, but not everybody has a Spotify premium subscription. What are the free options out there?
Music is funny to me because like the old way still exists, like radio, over-the-air radio with its ads, it's out there. It never went away. But there are new ways to access it. There's radio apps like iHeartRadio. There's Pandora, which is one of the early streaming apps that really got taken over by Spotify, and they have an ad-supported version, and it's pretty decent. And there's also YouTube Music, which is my favorite.
And lastly, for those who like to exercise, the cost of exercise apps can really add up, and I'm looking at you, Peloton, and Apple Fitness Plus. Where can we find some good free workouts?
So I'm an Apple Fitness Plus fan. I love my trainers. And what's funny is some of those trainers are also available on other apps from previous jobs. Mm. So if you go check out the Nike training app, you might see some familiar faces, and that's free. And then over on YouTube, trainers are basically like influencers. They have their own channels, their own brands. You can find people you like. There's Yoga with Adrian is a really famous one. And it's all free with ads.
And I've heard you can double dip. I mean, if you pay for Netflix or Prime Video, you can also see some really well-produced workout videos.
Oh, there's tons on there. And that's another, it's like the old Jane Fonda sort of school where somebody will, you know, have a season of workout videos in different episodes. And you might end up doing them over and over again. But they do have some really well-produced, excellent workouts on there.
Great information. Heather Kelly, technology reporter for The Washington Post. Heather, thank you.
Thank you.